Can you hear me now?
Yes, who's this?
This is Seth Peterson, ma'am. We just received an inquiry about a property you own, I believe, 5111th Street in Lynchburg.
That I wanted to lease?
Your property, 5111th Street, apartment number 17 in Lynchburg.
Yes, what about it?
I was reaching out to you. We just received a web form that you might be interested in selling it.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And, ma'am, your name, just confirming the name, is it Shuster, if I'm pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, is this your own property? Or are you,
yes,
like, helping someone?
Nope, this is my property.
Okay. And it's a one-bed, one-bathroom apartment, 611 square feet?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the property? Are you currently living here? Any updates you've made to the property recently?
Yes, I just put in quartz countertops and a waterproof floor, laminate waterproof flooring, luxury vinyl flooring. It looks like wood.
Okay.
And it has stainless steel appliances. And it's a corner unit, so it has extra windows in the, you know, instead of just a couple windows. It has extra windows on the side to give more light.
Okay, so it's a corner apartment with more windows for the light.
Yes. It's on the second floor, which is the ideal floor, because it's not on the first floor, so people walking by can't see in your window. And it's not on the third floor, where you're looking at the rooftop of everybody's buildings. It's on the second floor, and right out the window, there's some artwork on the building, like the next building over. So, like, your view is either the water view out the back, the side view is a water view, but the front door view is like artwork, which is really cool.
Okay. And, ma'am, if I may ask, is the property currently vacant right now?
Well, no, there's a tenant in there, but I can work around that.
Okay, and is he on a month-to-month basis, or is it a contract?
Yes, week-to-week. They're on a week-to-week basis.
Okay, so it's rented on a month-to-month basis.
It's week-to-week. I have a nurse, living in there. She's on an assignment.
Okay. All right. And I was looking about the property, and I saw that a company owns it, Loft 17 LLC.
Yeah, that's my company.
Right. So do you do this for a living?
Well, I bought it under my company name so that I could get a better rate on the loan.
Okay, so you're not from the real estate industry.
I am, but I bought it under my company so I could get a better interest rate.
Okay. All right. What I will do is let me reach out to Forrest. You know, he's our numbers guy. Mm-hmm. And he'll run his numbers, and hopefully we'll reach you out back. Any specific time you might be available tomorrow for him to give you a call?
He can just try me. If I'm not available, I'll call back. But just to let you know, too, you can't short-term rental the property.
Uh-huh.
So you can do Airbnb in there, You can do weekly rentals, monthly rentals. And you, and for rent, for monthly rent, you can get about $1,750. But for profit for the year, for Airbnb, I was only renting it half of the time because I'm there a lot of the time. I work in the area and I go back and forth. So
right.
That's why I bought it, because I was tired of, you know, buying hotels. So I go back and forth to the area, and I rented it 50% of the time, and netted about $30,000. So if somebody was going to rent it 100% of the time, that probably would bring in $50,000 or so profit a year.
Right. And ma'am, I didn't get your last name. What would be your last name?
Schuster.
Schuster, and I have Schuster T as the name.
Schuster is the name.
Schuster is the name.
That's
okay.
My name.
All right, let me reach out to Forrest, and he is available tomorrow at 12:30 to give you a call. Would that be okay?
Okay, what is he calling me regarding, like, purchasing the property, or?
Yes, ma'am. He's our numbers guy. He owns the business, of course.
Gotcha. Okay.
He is the one responsible for, you know, making offers and the next step.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Bye.